Hello, everyone. Good Monday afternoon. It is Monday, January 21st, 2019. I want to thank each and every one of you for joining me today. And I invite you to stay with me, Rhonda R. Hudgens, your networking strategist, as today we discuss how to handle negatives that were meant to be positives. How to handle negatives that were meant to be positives. Some people just don't understand. They just don't get that what they're saying may have a negative implication. So with that being said, let me stop real quick and do a little housekeeping. I do want to thank you all again for joining me. I invite you at this time to please consider supporting this broadcast so it remains on the air, so it can become even more of what you need it to be for you to grow beyond your expectations in all areas of your lives. We would love to know that the nuggets and tidbits and information that we are sharing with you is having a positive effect on your life. So feel free to let us know how this broadcast helps you, or how we can help you with this broadcast. And the way we know for sure that you're enjoying is when you choose the option to support this broadcast financially. So I am asking you to consider a financial donation or support, a pledge, however you want to do that. Anchor FM makes that very easy for you to support your podcasters who do broadcast through Anchor. It's just right there. All we have to do is set it up and then you choose what you want to do. But we do appreciate your feedback each week. Now, let's get on with this. How to handle negatives that were meant to be positives when a positive is really a negative. I was recently in a let me back up before I get really started on this. If you were with me for my very first broadcast, I introduced myself via my bio. And in that, I believe you heard I was unapologetically Christian. Now, if you're joining me for the first time, let me say, I am unapologetically Christian. I am an ordained minister through the International Ministers Forum, have been ordained since October of 2011. I am alive today because of Jesus Christ and the indwelling Holy Spirit and the Holy Father above, who has seen to it that I have come through some things that I should not have come through. I have been in some places that I should not have gotten out of. So with that being said, I'm not here to preach to you today. I'm here to tell you something that happened within that realm of my life. I was in a place that was very very charged with the presence of God. When this happened, it had been a series of meetings that there was no doubt that God had showed up and showed out every meeting. It went without saying. Everyone that was there, whether there was 10 or whether there was 50, knew that God had showed up and showed out. And some background to this is we often find ourselves in business and in ministry taking knowledge of a person or perceived knowledge of a person and then projecting that onto that person. We may meet somebody one time and think we know a lot about that person just by the way that person acted that one time, when the truth of the matter is we don't know anything about that person. We may consider them silly or giddy, but we don't know their story. And if their story was known to us, and if that was our story, we might be a little silly, a little giddy, a little joy overflowing as well. I have a colleague who has been described to me by people as being just kind of silly. And the truth of the matter is, they are just so full of joy because truthfully they should not be here. But God and the knowledge He gave medical doctors, but God, they should not be here. They should not be talking. They should not be able to do the things that they do. But they're so full of joy that they can. It just comes out in everything they say and do. And some people see that as silly. There's always going to be someone, even when they don't mean to, that thinks they know you and makes comments about your life based on what they think they know about you or what they think they know about other people in your life. And that's what happened at this particular time. It was said to me something along the lines of, the one thing you want more than anything in your life is change. However, you have aligned yourself with people who are not true mentors or true teachers, and you have therefore bought into some things that God has nothing to do with. The assumption has been made that these people in my life are not good, godly people that do not act out of godly wisdom. And short of God telling you something specific about someone, and I do believe He does that, we have a tendency to just look at what we see and make a judgment call. We're human. What we actually do is we judge people based on our perception of us, and we project that onto other people. And that's really where this came from. It was meant to be a positive. It was meant to encourage me. You won't change. If you want change in your life, you need to find good and godly mentors and teachers who will lead you in the path that God has chosen for you. It did a few things. It made an assumption that I do not know what path God has chosen for me. It made the assumption that the people I am associated with, business-wise, are not Christian. It made the assumption that I've never been above where I am now, so I would not know how to get out of my current circumstances without godly mentors, godly teachers, because I've never been above this level in life. It was not meant to be a negative. However, not knowing my background, not knowing where I've been in my past, not knowing the people I associate with on a regular basis, in business, not knowing them, a perception is had and a statement was made. So how do you overcome that? The next day, I was really still just struggling with this thing, battling it. I made the comment, I am just so tired today. And my son said to me, Mom, why are you tired? You haven't done anything. But you and I both know, if you're fighting a mental battle, if you're doing mental work, if you're battling mentally, it's more tiring to your physical body than actual physical labor. And I was battling this thing because I was bound and determined. I knew this person meant good. I knew they meant this as a positive. They had no inkling that this would be a negative. And you may have faced that yourself. Now, I can't tell you, not knowing you and not knowing where you come from, what you've been through, how you deal with things, I can't tell you how to handle it. But I can tell you how I handled it. I, number one, looked at the fact that this person truly does have my best interest at heart. Truly has my best interest at heart. They meant this as a positive. In no means did they, by no means rather, did they intend this as something negative to discourage me. But it was very discouraging, and I had to overcome that discouragement. That would be like, we're fixing to come up on the Super Bowl. Here in Atlanta, we've got the Super Bowl. I think it's 53. You can tell how interested I am in football. But we've got the Super Bowl coming to Atlanta. And it's just like a special teams coach says to a kicker, I think if you will adjust your weight just a little to the left, you'll see that ball go through the goals. So we're going to say he's a place kicker. He's kicking a field goal. Place kicker. Kicking a field goal. Adjust your weight a little to the left. I think it, you'll see it go through. But yet, that kicker, if they don't really look at that as it's meant, well, coach is saying that I just don't do this right. So there's no sense of me even trying. And to get that mentality, rather than adjusting their weight and trying it, now, if they adjust their weight and they try it and it's still not working, then they can go back and say, okay, coach, this is not working still. What do we need to do now? But if that person is a person of low self-esteem, low self-confidence, they may never try it. They may just say, well, coach says I'm not doing it right. And they may bench themselves. We have to be very careful when someone comes to us with constructive criticism or things they see as positive that are really negatives, that we don't let it sideline us, that we don't take ourselves off the playing field of life and just sit down and go, well, I just can't do anything right. I can't choose the right friends. I can't choose the right colleagues. I can't kick the football right. I can't do this right. I can't do that right. It should have worked this way. It should have worked that way. Coach is right. I just can't do anything right. Well, coach didn't say you couldn't do anything right. Just like this person did not say I could not do anything right. This person made their statement based on what they perceive about me, probably from their perception of themselves, part of their history and my history before the Lord and even after the Lord line up together, but the rest does not. I didn't come up the way I am now. Life happened. Choices I made brought me to this point, but this wasn't where I came up at. I came up well on the other side of this line. So, how do you handle it? You have to reach deep inside, and you may need someone to help you handle that. But the first thing to acknowledge, and that's the one thing I can tell you, is acknowledge that person did not mean it as a negative. Only then can you work out whether through prayer, whether through talking to a coach, talking to a mentor, talking to a counselor, can you work through what that person said? Because when someone says something they mean as a positive that comes out as a negative, then it is up to us to flip that thing and make it a positive. If nothing else, I'm not going to let that take me down. So with that being said, I am Rhonda R. Hudgens, your networking strategist, and I will see you back here next Monday.